see how my grandparents can still believe in Jesus after everything that's happened to them.
They know God can use even the worst times of life to do great things. Do you ever wonder why God lets Christians go through hard times? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. James chapter 1, verse 2 says, "When troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy." But how can going through trouble bring you joy? Well, tough times in life can push you to rely on Jesus as your source of strength and teach you to trust Him to work things out for your good. Then He can use that experience to help you comfort and encourage other believers who are going through the same thing. Let's learn more about that in our story today. It's called Pine Cones. A big nose blew a gust of air into the side of Torin's head, and he turned and patted his grandparents' horse Firefly on the head before continuing to brush her glassy brown coat. He was glad his parents had let him come to Wyoming to help with the chores on the ranch for a while after everything that had happened. In late May, his grandmother got sick and had to go to the hospital. Then one day, when Grandpa was going to see her, another car crashed into his. Grandpa wasn't hurt, but the car was totally wrecked. That same week, a pine tree behind the stables had been struck by lightning and burned down. Torin finished brushing Firefly and sent her out to the pasture. He thought about asking Grandpa if he wanted to go horseback riding later that day, but Grandpa always seemed tired from taking care of Grandma, who was home now and in bed most of the time. Grandpa would probably want to go to bed early so he wouldn't be tired at church in the morning. "I don't see how they can still trust God after everything that's happened to them," Torin thought. "Care to take a walk?" asked Grandpa after church the next day. "Sure," said Torin. As they passed the remains of the tree that had burned, Torin pointed to the ground. "Look, some of the pine cones don't even look burned." Grandpa picked one up. "That tree was a lodgepole pine," he told Torin. "This kind of cone only opens when it's exposed to a great deal of heat. A fire seems like a bad thing, but there will soon be new trees growing because of it." Grandpa smiled. Through his marvelous handiwork, God ensures that even a fire will result in something good. "I didn't know God made pine cones like that," said Torin. "He sure did." Grandpa handed the pine cone to Torin. "It's been a rough summer for us. Sometimes it's easy to get discouraged, but when I look at these pine cones, I'm comforted. I know God can bring good out of the fiery trials we face. He cares for us, Torin, and He won't let anything we experience go to waste. He can use the hard things that happen in our lives to help us grow to be more like Jesus and remind us of the hope and joy that we have in Him." How about you? Have you experienced some bad things in your life? Remember that Jesus is there for you. He cares about the forest enough to make sure new life comes from a fire, and He cares about you even more. Look to Him for comfort and peace when bad things happen, and trust Him to bring good out of the difficult experiences in your life. Our key verse again, James chapter 1, verse 2.
"When troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy."
And our key thought today, God cares for you. I hope you've been enjoying all your activities this summer, but how many of them help you win prizes? Join my Word with Zach summer reading program and you could win one of two Echo Dots in July or the grand prize, the Mega Family Game Night Basket. All you have to do is read the Keys for Kids story and your Bible each day for a chance to win. Stay connected to God this summer and score big prizes at wordwithzach.org. That's wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with listener-supported Keys for Kids.